3. A closer look at nutrition labelling. How to read nutrition label.
Mum, can you show me how to read the nutrition labels on food?
That's easy. You only need to remember 3 easy steps. 1, 2, 3.
What is 1, 2, 3?
First, we need to take note of the reference amount of food on the nutrition labels. The energy and nutrient values can be presented in different reference amounts, such as per 100 grams or 100 millilitres, per serving or per package.
Mummy, what does serving size mean?
Serving size is the amount of food people usually consume per eating occasion. Serving size is determined by the manufacturer. It is expressed in metric measurements, such as grams or millilitres. Sometimes it may also be expressed in units, such as pieces, cups, tablespoons, etc. Take a look at this packet of biscuits. Each serving consists of 5 pieces of biscuits, weighing 50 grams in total.
Mummy, look! There is a line of words on top of the serving size.
That line lists out the number of servings in a package. There are 3 servings in this packet of biscuits. This means that an average consumer would eat this packet of biscuits on 3 different occasions, eating 5 pieces of biscuits each time.
I see. What's next after reading the reference amount of food?
Then we should read the energy and nutrient content together with the reference amount of food. Read the energy content first. The packet of biscuits we were talking about uses per serving as a reference. 5 pieces of biscuits make 1 serving and provide 200 kcal of energy. After reading the energy content, look for the amounts of the 7 nutrients specified for labelling.
There are so many nutrients. Which one should I check out first?
First, look for those nutrients where we need to limit their intake, such as fat, sodium and sugars. Choose food with lower fat, sodium and sugar content.
This is easy. We just need to compare the nutrition labels of 2 different products. Choose the one that is lower in fat, sodium and sugars.
That's right, son. One important point to note, though. When we compare the nutritional content of different products, we need to ensure that the comparison is based on the same reference amount of food. For example, the energy and nutrient values of 2 products are both listed in terms of per 100 grams or 100 millilitres. If the values are listed in different reference amounts, we need to convert them to ensure that the comparison is based on the same amount of food.
Mummy, that's a bit hard to understand.
Let's use the packet of biscuits as an example again. This packet of square biscuits uses per serving as the reference amount. Each serving contains 50 grams of biscuits, which provides 10 grams of total fat. The packet of round biscuits on the table uses per 100 grams as the reference amount. 100 grams of biscuits provides 15 grams of total fat. At a glance, the round biscuits contain 15 grams of fat, whereas the square biscuits contain less fat at 10 grams. However, the biscuits use different reference amounts, so we cannot make direct comparison. We need to do some conversion first.
I see now. 50 grams of square biscuits provide 10 grams of fat. Hence, 100 grams of square biscuits provide 10 times 2, which is 20 grams of fat. Based on the same amount of food, the square biscuits contain more fat.
Smart boy! Besides the 7 nutrients specified for labelling, nutrition labels may also list out other nutrients, such as dietary fibre, minerals and vitamins which are good for our health, or cholesterol, of which we should limit its intake.
Mummy, what is the third step of reading nutrition labels?
The third step is to read the percentage nutrient reference value, percentage NRV. Besides listing out the exact amount of energy and nutrients on nutrition labels, food manufacturers may also voluntarily express the energy and nutrient amount as a percentage of a reference value. The percentage NRV is usually on a scale from 0% to 100%.
What do these percentages stand for?
These percentages tell you whether there is a lot or a few nutrients and a little energy in the food. A high percentage NRV means the food contains a lot of nutrient, whereas a low percentage NRV means it contains just a little.
For the benefit of our health, we need to choose food with a lower percentage NRV for fat and sodium, and food with a higher percentage NRV for dietary fibre.
When we go to the supermarket next time, let's remember to turn the pack around and read the nutrition labels on the packaging. Pay attention to the reference amount on the nutrition labels. Compare the exact amount of fat, sugars, and sodium, or their percentage NRV of different products, and choose the one with a lower value.
Yes, Mum.